Okay, so let's dive into cybersecurity.
Right.
It's critical for anyone operating in the digital world these days.
Right.
Ever feel like cybersecurity is this massive,
Definitely.
complex beast?
Definitely.
We're going to break it down with a model that's practical and kind of cool.
Okay.
It's called the Cybersecurity Rainbow Teams.
Interesting.
Think of it like assembling your own cybersecurity A-team, each member bringing a unique skill set to the table.
What I find fascinating about this model is how it moves beyond just the tech.
Right.
It acknowledges that cybersecurity is as much about people,
Yeah.
processes, and a real understanding of how an organization functions as it is about firewalls and algorithms.
Right. It's kind of like saying you can't just have a super strong front door if the windows are left wide open.
Exactly.
So to guide our deep dive, we're going to be looking at an article called Cybersecurity Rainbow Teams by Krishna Kumar Mahadevan.
Great article.
It's a great breakdown of this whole concept.
It really does a good job of highlighting the collaborative aspect of this model
Yeah.
and how each team, represented by a color of the rainbow,
Okay.
plays a crucial role.
So imagine a company is about to launch a new financial app,
Okay.
something that obviously needs top-notch security.
For sure.
Where would they even begin with this rainbow team approach?
Well, first they need the referees of the game,
Okay.
the white team.
All right. The white team.
They're the ones setting the ground rules for cybersecurity exercises, ensuring everyone is playing fair and the goals of the exercise are met.
So they're kind of like the project managers for cybersecurity.
That's a great way to put it.
Okay.
They also play a crucial role in analyzing the effectiveness of the other teams
Yeah.
and identifying areas for improvement. Think of them as the quality control for your security strategy.
Got it.
Yeah.
So the white team sets the stage. But when it comes to actually testing the defenses of this new financial app, that's where the classic rivalry comes in. The
Yes.
red team versus the blue team.
Absolutely.
Classic.
The red team are your ethical hackers.
Okay.
They're going to try to penetrate the app's defenses, mimicking real-world attackers.
So they're like the good guys pretending to be bad guys.
Exactly.
I like it.
They might try things like social engineering, exploiting a known software vulnerability,
Okay.
or even launching a denial of service attack.
So they're not just testing the technology,
Right.
they're testing the people and processes too.
Exactly. And their goal is to find weaknesses before the bad guys do.
Oh, that's good.
Meanwhile, the blue team is on the defense,
Okay.
constantly monitoring for any signs of intrusion, responding to incidents, and strengthening the app's security posture.
It sounds like a high-stakes game of cat and mouse.
It is.
But doesn't all this back and forth get a little,
It can.
well, chaotic?
That's where the purple team steps in.
Okay, the purple team.
They act as the bridge between red and blue.
So they're like the mediators.
Yeah, you could say that.
Okay.
Facilitating communication and making sure both sides learn from each other's successes and failures.
So they're like the relationship counselors of cybersecurity.
That's a good analogy.
Okay.
They help synthesize the insights from both the offensive and defensive perspectives, leading to a much more robust and comprehensive security strategy.
Okay, so we've got our white team setting the rules, our red and blue teams battling it out,
Yep.
and our purple team keeping the peace.
Right.
But this is only half of our rainbow, right?
Right.
We've only got like three colors.
Now we get into the teams that are less about reacting to threats and more about proactively building security into the very core of our financial app.
Okay, I like that.
First up, the green team.
Right? The green team.
These are the architects of secure infrastructure.
Okay.
They're the ones designing and building the app's foundation with security in mind from the very beginning. They would implement things like a zero trust architecture, where every user and device is treated as a potential threat until proven otherwise.
So they're not just bolting on security as an afterthought. They're baking it into the DNA of the app.
Exactly. Think of them as the master planners, making sure the app is built on solid ground, able to withstand any earthquake that might come its way.
So the green team is setting up the fortress, but even the strongest fortress needs secure systems running inside, right?
That's where the yellow team takes over.
The yellow team.
There are the code whisperers, focused on weaving security into every line of code that makes up this financial app.
I'm guessing this goes way beyond just telling the developers to be careful.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
They're deeply embedded in the software development lifecycle, advocating for things like static analysis tools to automatically scan code for vulnerabilities. They'd also champion threat modeling exercises, where you basically brainstorm all the ways an attacker might try to exploit the app.
So they're kind of like the risk management team for the development process itself.
You could say that.
Yeah.
And they also play a crucial role in promoting secure coding practices.
Right.
Think about it. If every developer is following those best practices from the get-go, you're stopping vulnerabilities before they even have a chance to take root.
This makes me think of those security champions you sometimes hear about in software development teams.
Right.
Are those folks part of the yellow team?
They could be.
Yeah.
Sometimes the yellow team has dedicated members. Other times it's more about fostering a security mindset across the entire development team.
Yeah.
It really depends on the organization.
Got it.
Yeah.
So we've got the green team building a secure foundation, the yellow team making sure the code itself is solid.
Right.
But what about the users of this financial app?
Yeah.
Aren't they the weakest link in the chain?
That's a common misconception, actually.
Okay.
The orange team is all about empowering users to be a part of the security solution.
The orange team?
They're the educators.
Okay.
The ones who make sure everyone understands the importance of strong passwords, how to spot phishing attempts, and why clicking on that suspicious link is a bad idea.
So they're the ones sending out those Cybersecurity Awareness Month emails.
Well, it's more than just emails. They might conduct interactive training sessions, simulate phishing attacks to see who falls for them.
Oh, wow.
Or even create engaging content like videos and quizzes to keep security top of mind.
It's like they're turning cybersecurity into a game,
yeah,
making it fun and engaging rather than just another corporate policy to ignore.
Exactly. And this is vital because even with the most robust technical defenses, human error can still be a major vulnerability.
Yeah, for sure.
The Orange Team helps create a culture of security awareness where everyone is empowered to play a role in protecting themselves and the organization.
Okay, so we've walked through our whole cybersecurity rainbow, from setting up simulations to building secure code to empowering users.
Right.
This is a pretty impressive lineup, but how does it all actually work in practice?
Well, the real magic happens in the collaboration between these teams. Let's go back to our financial app example.
Uh-huh.
The red team might uncover a vulnerability that the blue team missed, allowing them to strengthen their defenses.
Okay.
Or maybe the yellow team discovers a coding flaw that the green team needs to address in the app's infrastructure.
So it's less about each team working in isolation and more about this constant flow of information and feedback.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And that's where the purple team shines.
Right.
They're the ones facilitating that communication, ensuring that insights from one team are shared with the others, leading to a continuous cycle of improvement.
This is making me think about how these roles might exist in different organizations.
Yeah.
Some companies might have dedicated teams for each color, while others might have individuals wearing multiple hats.
That's absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
The model is adaptable.
Okay.
The key takeaway is that no matter the structure, these core functions need to be addressed for a comprehensive cybersecurity strategy.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this model brings a lot of clarity to what can often feel like a chaotic landscape. But wouldn't implementing this whole rainbow team approach be a massive undertaking for most companies?
It can definitely be a significant shift, especially for organizations that are used to a more reactive approach to security.
Yeah.
But the beauty of this model is that you don't have to implement it all at once.
Okay.
You can start small, maybe, by focusing on building up your blue and orange teams first.
So rather than ripping up the playbook and starting from scratch, it's more about identifying the gaps in your current strategy and then figuring out which rainbow team roles need to be strengthened.
You got it. It's about taking a step back, assessing your organization's specific needs and risks, and then building your own custom cybersecurity rainbow.
This has been really eye-opening.
Yeah.
I think what strikes me is how this model really flips the script on traditional cybersecurity thinking.
It is a shift.
Yeah.
And how we think about it.
It's a move from being reactive
to
proactive.
Instead of waiting for something bad to happen, you're constantly testing, learning, and adapting to it.
It's almost like in the past, cybersecurity was all about building higher walls.
Yeah.
And stronger locks.
For sure.
But this model acknowledges that no wall is impenetrable.
That's right.
Right.
It's more about having a layered defense, a dynamic system that's constantly evolving to stay ahead of the attackers.
And it's not just about technology either?
No, it's not.
Okay, so let's talk about the human factor.
Okay.
I mean, we all know that people can be the weakest link.
Right.
Right.
It's true that human error can lead to vulnerabilities, but the Rainbow Teams model actually empowers people to be part of the solution.
Okay.
The Orange Team, for example, focuses on education and awareness,
right,
helping everyone in the organization understand their role in security.
So it's about creating a culture of security where everyone is vigilant and proactive.
Exactly. And this is where leadership plays a crucial role.
Okay.
If security is a priority from the top down, it filters through the entire organization.
It makes me think that maybe we need to rethink the whole blame the user mentality.
Yeah.
Instead of pointing fingers when something goes wrong, maybe we need to ask, did we provide them with the right tools and training?
I think that's a much healthier approach.
Yeah.
It's about shared responsibility and recognizing that security is everyone's job.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the theory behind this model.
Yeah.
But are there actual companies out there using this rainbow team approach?
Absolutely. More and more organizations are adopting this model, from small businesses to large enterprises and even government agencies.
Wow.
It's proving to be a very effective way to build a robust security posture.
It's encouraging to hear that this isn't just some abstract idea. It's actually being put into practice in the real world.
It is, and the results are speaking for themselves.
Yeah.
Organizations that embrace this model are seeing significant improvements in their security posture and their ability to withstand attacks.
So for our listeners who might be thinking, this all sounds great, but where do I even begin?
Right.
What advice would you give them?
Start by assessing your organization's current security posture.
Okay.
What are your strengths and weaknesses?
Mm-hmm.
Where are the gaps?
Okay.
Once you have a clear picture of your current state,
yeah,
you can start to think about how the Rainbow Team's model could help you address those gaps.
So it's about finding the right balance for your specific needs.
Right.
You don't necessarily need fully formed teams for each color of the rainbow.
Right.
But rather ensuring those functions are covered in some way.
Exactly. And remember, building a strong security posture is a journey, not a destination.
Yeah.
It's an ongoing process of continuous improvement.
Well said.
Yeah.
I think this deep dive into the cybersecurity rainbow teams has given us a lot to think about.
It has.
It's not just about technology.
Yeah.
It's about people, processes, and a commitment to creating a culture of security.
I agree. It's a powerful framework that can help any organization build a more secure future.
So as we wrap up, I encourage you to reflect on what we've discussed today. Which rainbow team role resonates most with you? What steps can you take to strengthen your own organization's cybersecurity posture? Remember, in today's digital world, security is everyone's responsibility.
It is.
Stay vigilant, stay informed, and stay safe. This has been The Deep Dive.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time.